Cape Talk.
WhatsApp 072-567-1567.
Pepper, besides all the records, the little seven singles and that we used to have, I'm now 70. The big thing in my era when we were young teenagers was to have the words of every song. So when every song came out, if I bought the seven single or even an LP, the new Beatles LP or something, I used to sit for hours playing the songs, lifting up the needle, redoing it, and writing down the words to every single song. It would take me hours, but I had songbook after songbook after songbook. And that was the big thing then, was to actually have the words. And they even used to publish like a music magazine. And the big treat was to find the words of some song already printed in there. I don't know what happened to those, but I had so many of them. And that was the big thing that we used to do. And I loved the story about the tape and the pencil. Lots of memories about that too. Take care, Trish.
Thanks, Trish. Didn't you just hate it when you finally saw the actual lyrics and realized you'd been singing it wrong all the months you'd been listening to the song and singing along on the radio? Lovely memories, Trish. And thank you, Anonymous, saying thanks for reminding me about the cassette tapes. Only a certain pen or pencil that had all the four corners to rewind it back after it unraveled would work. I would also sit patiently waiting to record a song, and then the DJ would play an advert or talk, as you said. I'm sure a lot of people shared that particular frustration, Anonymous. Chris has still got an old cassette deck and amp in the garage, all hooked up to speakers and still working. I have a great time in the garage doing my DIY as I play all my old cassettes. ABC, Duran Duran, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, banging it out while I work. My teenage kids just shake their heads. Do our teenagers ever do anything else at us, Chris? Thanks so much for the memories. Why are we talking about old technology? Well, because towards the end of the show yesterday, we received a plea for help from our listener, Adrian in Weinberg, who wrote to say, I've got this precious VHS tape that I have discovered going through my late mother's things, which contains memories of my mom, my dad, and my brother who are no longer with me. And I'm would just be desperate to get it converted to some kind of modern format that would allow me to watch it again. And Adrian asked, can anybody help? I know it's ancient technology, but this tape is invaluable to me. Well, within 5 minutes of reading out that message, we had received a flood of answers for Adrian. And thank you to everybody who sent in your suggestions. I have sent all of your message on to her, and she is absolutely thrilled to have several leads to pursue. But both my producer, Rafiq, and I commented on how surprised we were at how many and varied the responses were. Because we all know video technology has long been left in the dust, and we simply didn't expect that there would still be that many people who had both the skills and the equipment to be able to do such a job. And clearly we were mistaken. One of them is with us on the line now. Noel Solomon is the co-owner of VNG Dubbing, has worked in this business for nearly 30 years. Noel, thank you so much for chatting to us today. Welcome.
Hi, Pepper. Thank you. Yeah.
I'm sure you must have seen a lot of technology come and go over those 30 years. Noel, do you want to give us some reflections?
Well, even a little bit more than 30 years, and I grew up with it, yes, and very privileged to have been in the industry and still going strong.
What has made you hold on to the tech to be able to still work with a VHS tape in 2021,
well, no? Well, I knew one day this was going to happen, that people needed to transfer their precious memories across onto the new digital format, and that's not only for VHS, it's for a lot of other equipment as well. Especially in the broadcast industry as well.
Yeah.
So I've kept them. I've got a close affinity to machines. I just can't get rid of them.
You're a machine hoarder, are you?
Yeah, I am. Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, Noel, you mentioned other forms. I mean, I'm old enough to remember the Betamax tape that was before the VHS. What other forms are you still able to work with?
Just about anything and everything. And we go from the Betamax. Still got a Betamax machine that works. VHS. Then you know, the other formats that Sony came out with as well, the DVCam, DV, the mini VHS. There's just so many formats that I can't even mention here. But we've just got about every machine that can transfer it to any format that you'd like.
So, I mean, somebody like Adrienne is then sorted because she can bring that precious VHS tape to you and say, put it for me onto a DVD or a Blu-ray or whatever it might be that she wants. Noel, I mean, is the time coming where that's no longer going to be possible? Are we going to reach a point where there simply is no longer a working VHS machine or a technician who knows how to fix the last one when it breaks?
Yeah, Shem, no, the guys in white, the poor men in white coats, they're slowly dying off. But I'll be around. Now, I've got quite a few machines. So, I mean, the important thing is to have more than one machine, because you will find that the tapes as well, because they've been played so much, that they don't align properly to the head. So, yeah. You know, just one machine is not necessarily going to play it back properly. And the reason why I've kept so many. You know, different ones, domestic ones, and then, of course, the industrial broadcast ones as well.
Yeah. I mean, I went through the process, it must be about 15 years ago, Noel, because my kids asked to watch our video. My wedding video was on a VHS tape, and my children wanted to see it, and I realized we've got nowhere to show you. We found somebody who put it onto DVD, and it provided endless hours of mirth to my children looking at mom and dad and what they looked like in their early 20s. But I mean, you are, as you say, you're dealing with people's precious memories here. I mean, have you had any particularly memorable projects or things you're most proud to have been able to save and pass back to somebody?
Well, you know, when something doesn't work, and there's just no way that I'm going to tell a customer, sorry, and I can't help you, I would literally take the tape apart and it would be lying on the floor until I get it right, to make sure that that tape actually plays back properly. It's that it's that level that I go to sometimes. It's crazy, actually. But, you know, customers want smiling faces. You don't want to tell them that, you know, their tape's obsolete or can't work anymore.
Yeah. Noel, if somebody wants to get hold of you my advice would be, if you are sitting with memories like this on a VHS tape, get it done sooner rather than later while there is still a Noel to do it for you. How does somebody find you to do that?
Well, we're in 6 Dorman Street Garden.
Okay.
And, of course, can I give my telephone number of the company?
Please do, yeah, sure.
It's 021-424-7501. And the cell number is 082-798-7128.
So final question, Noel, is which of the current flavors of the day in terms of technology do you think is going to be the next one to become obsolete? If somebody was to start investing today, what should they not bother with?
Gee whiz, that's a difficult question. What should they not bother with? You know, it's evolving. Technology is evolving all the time. But then, funny enough, it can also become cyclical.
Yeah.
You know, there's actually a subculture of VHS enthusiasts, and it might not have caught on here, but especially overseas, that collecting VHS movies, and you know, if you especially got Walt Disney stuff, it's actually worth a lot of money on the market.
Really?
Absolutely. The Lion King, for instance, it's one, if you've got the original Lion King, it's actually worth quite a lot. However, coming back to all the different formats, you know, we can do just about, as I said, anything. And there have been a number of different formats that have come and gone, especially in the audio, you know, the reel-to-reel. You then also had a DAT tape. Not a lot of the normal consumers will know about that. It was actually meant for the consumer market, but it was that good that the professionals used it.
Wow.
And, of course, LPs. And then you've got film as well. You've got the 8mm, you've got 16mm. You've got the slides, you've got the photographs, but they're all obviously going onto hard drives now. So, you know, you mentioned DVD early on.
Yeah.
Poor Blu-ray didn't make it. And actually, Blu-ray is a very, very good format. Most people are asking for MPEG-4s currently because that's the, you know, the streaming media that they're using at the moment. But it's all going onto hard drives, either on memory sticks or onto USB hard drives. And of course, your normal hard drives. Not a lot asking for DVD.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time when we started in 1992 that we were doing massive runs of VHS copies. I had like 100 machines that would all go off at once.
Wow.
And and that slowly changed, and then DVD made it came onto the market, and then we got into DVD duplication. And slowly but surely, these things started to wane when the streaming media came along, as you can see with Netflix and all of that now. But some people will start getting tired of that, and they will be wanting to look for the old formats again. Now I believe that. So hence, I'll hang on for a long time onto the machines. I'll probably be dead, and the machines will still be around.
Noel Solomon, thank you so much. Just lovely to get a glimpse into the world that Noel. I've got a picture of Noel's shop and probably his garage with machines on every shelf, and he probably knows every little bit of them and every inch inside if you lift the cover. Delightful to have you on the show today. The co-owner of VNG Dubbing. They're at 6 Dorman Street in Gardens. So if you, like Adrian, have got a precious slide or 8mm film or a VHS tape and you want to transfer it onto a medium that is going to last, please do consider giving them a call. Adrian, I hope your precious VHS is in your hands in a new format very, very soon.